Outside retreat, I sit daily, but samadhi is usually conspicuous by its absence. Do you have any words of advice, encouragement, or consolation? Well, the fact that one sits daily is already that in itself is one is seeing the benefit. Otherwise, one wouldn't do it. And even if these what one how one is conceiving of samadhi as some kind of extremely calm, refined state of consciousness, or what? I'm not sure, but just the fact that one sits daily and one has that sustained period of quiet time, of mindfulness, of awareness, that is a really, really good thing. Also, I think one of the things that's really helpful to consider that when we, when the mind is a bit unwieldy or it's not as mindful and settled as we would like, that there's many other things that we can be doing. And one of the things that just comes to mind is paying attention to, like, directing your attention rather than just sort of banging away at the breath and trying to force the mind to be peaceful. Taking just a theme like in the Eightfold Path of, let's say, like Samma Sankappa, that right intention, right thought, right resolution, so that when we direct our attention to, because the Buddha puts the aspects of right thought or right intention into the framework of say thoughts of renunciation, thoughts of non-ill will, thoughts of harming. So that's how it's usually written or how it's described, because the Buddha is very precise, and he sets the bar at what we can at least do. But what that also does is once we start to cultivate and the mind directs itself to what is there's a momentum of what is wholesome and skillful. Thoughts of renunciation are really what will thoughts of, and the other thoughts will be thoughts of generosity, thoughts of loving kindness, thoughts of compassion. But the thing is, the Buddha is very skillful in that he doesn't mandate that. If one can just refrain from thoughts of violence and harming, thoughts of irritation and ill will, or thoughts of being able to renounce the kind of grasping mind. So what will naturally come up are the mind will incline more toward generosity, loving kindness, compassion, and as one is able to redirect one's thoughts in that way, and that building up that wholesome stream, that tends to settle the mind quite naturally, because the when there's a quality of well-being, increased well-being within the heart, then the mind settles. So that, sometimes we try too hard. Sometimes we, or just do the meditation mechanically, Or where, so it's like really investigating what kind of thoughts we're bringing to it, because you know we tend to, if our samadhi, our meditation is not so steady, then there's and there's going to be thoughts. So then taking those thoughts and then redirecting that energy in a wholesome way, and that tends to settle things.